This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. John Vincent Estes, Appellant, decided June 13, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division State of Missouri. Respondent, no, SD38483 v. Filed June 13, 2025, John Vincent Estes. Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County, Honorable Dean Dankelson, judge vacated and remanded with instructions. A jury in Jasper County found John Vincent Estes guilty of one count of statutory rape. The trial court sentenced him to 40 years imprisonment. Estes appeals his conviction, asserting two claims of trial court error. First, Estes asserts that the trial court erred in allowing the state to present testimony of a propensity witness. Second, he asserts that the trial court erred in excluding, pursuant to the Rape Shield statute, specific evidence of the victim's victim, prior sexual conduct. Finding merit in Estes' second claim of error, we vacate his conviction and remand for a new trial consistent with this opinion. Factual background: Estes does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence to support his conviction. Thus, we summarize only the facts relevant to his points on appeal. As required, we view the evidence, too, in the light most favorable to the verdicts. State versus Vandergrift, 669 SW3D 282, 291, Mobank 2023. Victim testified that Estes raped her in the garage of Estes' home on November 23, 2021. Victim, 13 years old on the date in question, was an overnight guest of Estes' adopted daughter. Victim testified that she and daughter slept on mattresses on the living room floor. Victim testified Estes lied down with victim and daughter on the mattresses, and he gave them massages. Victim testified that Estes went to his bedroom, and victim and daughter fell asleep. Victim testified that she and daughter drank alcohol and smoked marijuana that evening. Victim testified that she was awakened by Estes rubbing her back. Victim testified that Estes picked her up, carried her to the garage, laid her on the floor, and raped her. Victim testified that she then used the toilet, cried, and returned to bed, and Estes returned to his bedroom. Victim testified that prior to the overnight visit, Estes communicated with her via text message. When asked whether defendant ever texted her anything inappropriate, victim stated, "No, I mean, speaking to his daughter's friend about his daughter's birth control is not really appropriate." In a series of texts and oral communications, victim told her stepmother that Estes had gone all the way with her and she wanted a pregnancy test. The propensity witness, PW, testified as follows. During the 2014 winter holidays, PW, then 14 years old, stayed at the home of Estes and PW's sister, who were married at the time. PW's mother and another sister also stayed with them and slept in a spare bedroom. PW slept on a mattress on the living room floor. After her mother and sisters had gone to bed, PW was preparing to lie down to sleep in the living room when Estes returned home. Estes sat down with PW on the mattress and they talked. During the conversation, Estes began massaging PW's feet and legs. She felt uncomfortable and excused herself to the bathroom. She returned to the living three room and lied down on the sofa, feigning sleep. Estes sat beside PW on the sofa and continued to massage her feet and legs, working his way up to her thighs. He touched her vagina over her clothing and rubbed his penis on her legs while massaging her. Estes had inappropriate conversations with PW about sexual experiences Estes had with his wife, PW's sister. Procedural background propensity witness. The state moved for endorsement of PW. Estes sought to exclude her testimony. At the hearing on the motions, Estes argued the acts about which PW testified in deposition did not result in rape and were therefore not similar enough for the probative value of her testimony to overcome the prejudice to Estes. The state argued that the similarities between the acts charged and those to which PW would testify made her testimony highly probative on the question of propensity. In a docket entry, the trial court denied Estes' motion to exclude the propensity evidence. Defendant's motion to exclude propensity evidence is overruled. The court finds that the propensity evidence in the present case has been adjudicated with a finding of guilt. At this time, the court would be inclined to allow that evidence. The court would also be inclined to allow the victim of said offense to testify in a limited fashion, providing some detail of the facts and circumstances surrounding that incident. The parties are reminded that all pretrial rulings are interlocutory in nature, and the rulings could change depending on the evidence offered at trial. At trial, defense counsel objected again to PW.